Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. TDA Administrator Rick Rhodes is with us today to talk about the several commodity crops in Texas.
Yes, that's right, Tony. You know, when most people think about Texas and agriculture, they think about cattle. And no doubt, Texas is one of the top producing agriculture states in the country. In fact, we rank number one for livestock and number seven in the value of crops produced. Our top five commodity crops are cotton, nursery and greenhouse products, corn, grain sorghum, and wheat.
So how much are we talking about here?
Well, the list is really, really long, Tony, so I'll just mention a few of the big ones. Let's start with cotton. Texas is number one cotton-producing state in the nation with 33% of the national production in 2013, which was valued at more than $1.5 billion. Most of our cotton, about 82% of it, is grown within 150 miles of Lubbock. One crop you might not know much about is grain sorghum. Texas was the number one producing state in 2012. We had 2.3 million acres planted, which harvested a crop valued in excess of $600 million.
Yeah, that's often the forgotten crop when we look at corn and wheat and cotton, but are there some other examples?
Well, Texas agriculture is as wide-ranging and diverse as it comes. We've also got crops like hay, peanuts, rice, and soybeans. That's just to name a few others. Texas agriculture continues to be a powerhouse. You know, Tony, it contributes more than $100 billion to the Texas economy.
And that's a lot of money. And plus, we've got a thriving forestry industry in East Texas. Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Department of Agriculture Administrator Rick Rhodes. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.